year, the Mavericks picked 50th. We'll cover that one and all the rest in the NBA draft Thursday, June 24th, 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Tomorrow, the ticket promotions crew will be out here at the Texas Motor Speedway. From 10 a.m. until 7, they'll be on the concourse, and they'll be giving away ticket t-shirts and koozies. So if you'd like to pick up those items, come out here and see the ticket promotions crew tomorrow from 10 until 7. All right, coming up Saturday, for the edification of you all, we're going to have the Dodge Chrysler Jeep Summer Bash. This is one of the big ticket events of every year, and it's coming up again this year. Now, we said a little while ago that we had some changes in the wind on this thing, and indeed there is.
But just remember one thing. It's going on as scheduled at the same exact place. That has not changed at all and won't.
It is going on, but we've had to move it a little bit. We've had to move it from the area of Lloyd Park where we thought we were going to be able to have it. But as things have turned out, due to the recent weather, we're not going to be able to do it there. So we've had to move it around a little bit. But it's all going to go on. The hours are the same. I don't think we've had to give up anything that we'd planned on doing. Everything we'd planned on doing, we're still going to be able to do.
We're moving it 100 yards.
Right.
One football field we're moving. So it's at the same place, the same time, the same activities. Nothing's changed except we're not going to be on the waterfront because the waterfront has moved on us because the waterfront is underwater. And we can't get all of our equipment down there to set up a stage for the time wasters or the booths or any of the other activities down there. So all we've done is moved it 100 yards.
So what this means to you is that you are to materialize at Lloyd Park in Grand Prairie at Joe Pool Lake at 1,200 hours on Saturday, which was the original plan. That is located at Raglan Road and Highway 260 in Grand Prairie. You materialize there at high noon and carry out the plan of the day.
And normally, because we debated whether we were going to say this or not, but we felt we owed it to the P1s because you'd no doubt get out there and wonder, hey, how come you guys are up here so far away from the water? Well, that's the reason, because the original plan was to be right there on the water, but because of the recent flooding, we had to move it 100 yards, and that's it. That's the only thing we've moved is 100 yards.
The day is the same, the time is the same, place is the same. Just not exactly where we thought it would be.
We're still doing volleyball and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Matter of fact, you ready, Runs?
Volleyball? Yes. Oh, yeah.
I predict we're going to win the ticket tournament. You know how we're going to do it this year, don't you?
How?
We're going to have a ticket play-in.
By the way, Reiner, it's Highway 360. You keep calling it 260.
Well, it says 260 on the sheet.
Then change it.
Have you never been
Good
through Arlington
God.
Before and known that 360 is the highway?
Well, I thought that sounded kind of strange. I've never heard of any 260, but I'm just going by what it says on the sheet.
Take Interstate 74 to downtown.
Graham Prepsies.
Anyway, you know last year how we had four teams that were from the ticket?
Yeah,
from the
station? Dingleberries get it right.
But this year, instead of hogging up four spots that would have normally gone to the P1s,
mm-hmm.
we're only going to have one that actually makes it in the tournament. And whoever, we've got four teams from the ticket. Us, Dunham Miller, Bad Radio, and the Wild Ass Circus. And we're going to play a play-in game.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe we're scheduled to play the Wild Ass Circus.
Excellent.
And the Dunham Miller playing Bad Radio.
Now this will violate one of Richard Hunter's cardinal rules.
What?
He does not get in the sun. He will not allow his Marilyn Manson body to hit the sun.
Well, then you know what? Then he can wear like a parka.
A burka? Beekeeper's
or something
outfit?
Like that.
He's here and wants to talk to you boys.
Okay.
I just wanted to share quickly with you the developing lineup on our team, so you'll know the formidable challenge that you're going to be facing.
I can't wait to play all the P1 whack retards.
Well,
Matt's a P1 virgin, right?
No, he's been banned. You will face the members of the crew, myself,
the
Turley,
blonde, right?
Justin Neely, and Ty Walker on the tickers.
All right, what about Rick in Dallas? Is he one of them?
Confirmed. Rick in Dallas will be playing alongside
Quinson Von Squatter.
We're working on him.
What the hell?
And if he does, is he going to play in his Revolutionary War outfit?
We are working on Hansel von Quinzer, but we have confirmed on
what
our
about
team.
Wayne Lee?
Wayne Lee confirmed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. Wayne Lee, way to go.
Rick in Dallas and Wayne Lee both confirmed to be on the P1 WAC team.
Can I correct some more misinformation on Summer Bash that you guys are throwing out?
Go ahead, Danny.
The Hardline is playing Bad Radio first. The Musers are playing the WAC.
Okay.
Well, you guys got off easy.
Okay. Because we will play.
Who else is on your WACO
team? So all of a sudden, we're no longer concerned with you.
I want to hear who else is on your team, though.
No, we're working on Hansel von Quinzer and Ray Stone. I'm not sure if Ray's, of course, performing later that night, but I'm hoping he might, if we can get a nap in for him, if he might be up for volleyball.
Well, it doesn't matter because I'm telling you right now, we will win the ticket tournament.
Hey, you know, by the way, we have a late scratch on our team.
Who?
Dan Bayless.
Why?
I can't play.
Why not?
Not be able to play.
I got a bum knee.
Which I'm questioning.
Danny, we need
I
you.
Am too.
Danny, we need you,
I
man.
Need, well, you know what, Greg?
Man.
I need surgery. I'm not getting
well,
out there
so
and jumping
having,
up and down.
Well,
I can't
so
do
I.
it.
I'm having back surgery the middle of July.
I'm getting my penis enlarged in 4 days.
Did
you think I want to go through this?
Did you answer that email? Is that what?
I was going to say, did you injure your knee choreographing a sort of video
no.
like Britney Spears?
I did it over the holidays and Christmas.
You know what? It doesn't matter. Okay, Danny's not going to play. That's
I can't.
Fine. It doesn't matter.
I'd be ineffective if I was out there,
Greg. It doesn't matter because we've got Michael from Promotions, who's like one of the better volleyball players in the city.
Oh, really?
Yes. And we've got Jamie. Jamie's on our team. And I think she played volleyball in college.
She going to be wearing a skirt?
Probably underwear.
She told me she was going to wear a bikini out there.
Yeah, you have to play volleyball.
You have to wear your underwear?
So, Rons, we will win.
You think?
Yeah, I do. I think we're going to win.
As long as you two knuckleheads don't screw it up like you did last year, you lost the whole damn tournament for us.
I did not.
You did too.
No, we didn't.
You couldn't serve. You didn't
no,
know how
didn't.
To serve.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
That one guy served it, and it went real fast into Reiner's crap bag.
Blew everywhere.
The awful mess that it made.
Well, anyway, we're going to be playing that, and whoever wins between those four, then they're in the real tournament, the actual tournament. So I think that's a good idea, have a ticket play in. So we're going to have that, but also, you know, we've also had of another event, the ticket inflatable boat races. Two-man boat races.
Okay, you inflate a boat with no motor, and then you...
You row it.
Oh, you row it. Okay.
Yes. And that's going to be open to P1 teams also. We'll be conducting that. We'll be running that. That's the event we're going to run.
And you know what I have to run?
Don't you run
what?
The Echo?
The disgruntled bikini contest.
That's good. I'm glad we're having a bikini contest. The P1s love it.
Great. Get you up there with the Nookie girls.
You need judges right. for that, Corby?
All except you as a judge, but none of your...
Wayne Lee
unquote,
and Rick
humans.
And Dallas can't judge it with me?
No.
All right, well, sign me up.
Okay.
Are you, so you're the MC for that?
Yes.
Are you by yourself?
That's what I was told.
Okay, that's good. That's
where's
good.
Gordon?
He's doing something else. He's doing something. We all have our little bits and parts in this thing.
He'll be grooming his beard.
I can guarantee. I know that we've got a schedule that Cat's really been beating everybody with. I can guarantee you, whatever Gordo's down for, he will not show up and not do it. Anybody want that bet? You want that bet, Rhymes?
No.
You know what?
But I'm right there with him. I won't either.
I think Gordo's turned
now,
over a new leaf.
You got to help with the boat races, though. You have All to right. come down there for that. Because you and I are on one team.
Okay.
I disagree, Greg. I think Gordo's turned over a new leaf.
Really?
Yeah, he's up here...
we'll be out there for about 12 fluid hours.
Get that day off. You're part of Team Musers. Do you feel good about your volleyball team?
You better play.
I didn't know we had a volleyball team.
Well, we're
supposed to play?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm gonna bet with Greg on this one. I'm not gonna show up for that. I can't play volleyball.
What about Jeremy?
The Bohemian.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine Jeremy just, he walks out there and stands on the sand and just sinks all the way down there.
Hey, come on, cut him some slack. Jeremy's lost a lot of weight.
Yes, he has.
What about Fernando? Will he play?
Lawn chair blown off the deck of Titanic.
Will Fernando show up to this event?
No, Fernando will not show up.
Be there.
He's got babies. He's the only person in the world with kids.
Babies.
What, you guys give him hell for that?
Babies. What?
Do you guys give him flack for not showing up to anything?
You know, we used to, but then we realized what a privilege it is to not have him out at any events.
That's true.
Has he ever been to ticket stock? Does he even know what that is?
No.
Never been to Summer Bash. Is he a day one-er?
Yes,
he is.
The only event he's ever been to is the Charity Challenge, and that's so he can...
Climb up Razor's ass.
or maybe assistant coach. Better way of wording that.
Well, he's been to ticket stock before.
Oh, you know what? Here comes the big Fernando supporter, Mike Reiner.
No.
Oh, yeah.
In his own way. He's a genius.
Is he?
That's right, he is.
No, he is not.
He is, too.
Vomit blood. He's a genius.
Well, he is a genius.
Well, it's going to be fun. Summer Bash is going to be great.
He's the genius behind the Dunham & Miller show.
Now, are you guys coming back here for band practice, Mike, Greg, Corby?
I am.
Greg-o.
I'm not doing anything.
Greg-o? You agreed
yesterday.
Oh,
Greg-o, please do something.
No, can't do it.
Yeah, you can.
Can't do it. Not a singer.
You don't need to. Neither are we.
You can rap, Greg.
Oh, yeah, I can rap.
Rap.
Hey, you didn't worry about 13-10.
I wanted to sing Hello, Darling, but Danny doesn't know it, so no, I will not be singing.
Greg-o,
is that Conway Twitty?
You said that if Reiner would help you and sing with you, that you would come back here.
Reiner ain't helping.
He's not helping me.
Why?
He's got other songs to do.
He's got one.
And he's never played it before.
Oh, my God. You know what? We're going to have, like, two tunes.
I'm looking forward to my song. This is one of the first Summer Bashes where I've actually... Look forward to my song.
Wait, Greg-o, we'll do ZZ Top then. You've done that one before.
We rehearsed Tush or whatever it's called. And LaGrange last night.
I've always called it Tush. And now that's wrong?
He says Tush in the song, but I've always said Tush.
I thought he said Tush in the song.
All right, hey, get ready to dump this, okay?
Well, why are you going to say it then?
Now.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
All right. That was very shocking. I don't think Nancy
Sorry
Reagan
about that,
will
guys.
Appreciate that comment about Ronnie.
Nice work, Corby.
Yeah, Mike. Implants? Wow. Come on.
Why would they put that on a corpse, Mike?
I'm not the one that said that.
This is weird,
okay.
Mike.
God. And why did you just go off on the presidential thing all
but
of a sudden?
Yeah.
We're talking about Summer Bash.
What's so weird about this, though, is you're the
I'm
one...
I'm not the one that said it.
You're the one told everybody to get ready and dump this, but then you blame it on Ryan.
I know. It was too shocking.
It was shocking.
Because Ryan's
good foresight,
Corby. Take you into a few areas where you don't like to go either.
Well, like where, Mike?
You're right. You win.
Yeah, you know, Corby... sit here and watch you squirm.
You know what's unbelievable?
Hey, you...
Well, I'm not going to say anything too revealing.
You stop. No. You
go
stop
ahead,
now.
Go ahead.
This dynamic.
I was just going to say.
Hey, you know what?
Go mic off, Gordon. Should we go mic off?
No. Don't mic off him yet. But just, I don't understand that you are so abrasive and wide open. Nothing bothers Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
But now, we have to watch ourselves around you more than anybody up here.
It's Davey.
The funniest thing is watching him squirm when things get too hot.
It's Davey more than you.
That is the funniest ticket thing for me right now.
Me too.
I just don't get it.
Because that's right. He goes to such great lengths to position himself
I'm trying to protect
over the
those
top.
Around me.
Everything
Mr.
goes.
Wide open, Mr. Kinney. Anything.
Nobody should get offended by anything.
Hey, bro, you want a beer?
Just jokes, man.
Come on.
And now, if we start even talking about anything that begins with the letter J, and all of a sudden, hey, 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 shut up, shut up, dump it, dump it, dump it.
No, you know it's not true.
Yes, you removed a letter from the alphabet. That's how sensorial you are.
Well,
and boy, I'm Davey
you,
comes in there just saved up from the whole week of not being on the radio.
Right.
Davey,
he has to get out a week of broadcasting in 2 hours.
It's like we were talking about Eddie Van Halen has guitar blue balls while he's playing an E chord. Davey's got radio blue balls,
yes.
And he expunges everything on the RAN.
Ooh. Okay.
I thought that was in his pants.
That was
he excavates his system on the RAN every
Davey makes me nervous.
Stop it. He's not here to protect himself.
So?
Thank goodness he's not.
I think he's told the story on the air.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, he has about when his Jeep ran out of gas and he was pushing up Greenville Avenue with a...
with a surprise in his pants?
Yeah.
gift from God?
with a
gift of life
in
his
doctor's
pants.
Full of seed?
You know what? We started out this segment with a purpose.
And then Gordon joined in.
Grass seed.
We took a left on Highway 260, didn't we? But we did. We started out with a purpose to inform everybody about Summer Bash, and we end up in the gutter.
We were all just...
So your dad was an American soldier? And oh gosh, stop, stop!
The great Gordo. All right, let's gear up for the two-minute drill.
In the desert.
We'll do so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here on the ticket. Well,